Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and I hope each and every one of you that are calling in today are encouraged by the Word of God. And before we go into our topic today, welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where Overseer Sadie Elliott is your host. We are so glad that you have stopped by today to share with us, to listen in, call in, or listen to the archives later on. But before we get started today on a wonderful topic that God has given me, we will pray. We are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste, Heavenly Father. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your Spirit and your Word, dear Heavenly Father. And we know your voice, and we hear your voice, and refuse to follow strangers, dear Heavenly Father. I will see this mighty upon the earth. I ask you to expand my territory, to fill me and increase me in the Holy Spirit and anointed with power. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Well, today we have an exciting topic, and our topic today is activating the power of God in your life. We're going to talk today on how to activate the power of God in your life. And we ask that each and every person that tune in will get their Bible and their pens and paper, because it probably is something we know through the Holy Ghost that would help you how to activate the power of God in your life. And we're going to be coming from Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse. We're going to add some more scriptures to it as we go. But that's our basic foundation for the lesson today, is Ephesians 3 and 2. And the word of God say, now to him who is able to do above and beyond that we ask or think, according to the power that work in you. When you read that, now in him who is able. We can't do nothing with God. He is able. And I see we have some callers on the air this morning, and I'm going to bring my first caller on the air. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Good morning.
Good morning.
We can hardly hear you. Okay. Well, welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, Overseer Sadie Elliott. And we are so glad to have you on today. And may I ask who's calling?
Evangelist Prophet Bryant.
Oh, praise be to God. That way the callers would know when they come on how to address you, if they want to ask you anything. Praise God. So, Evangelist Bryant, you came on, so I know you have something to share with the men and women of God. I'll let you talk for a few minutes. I have another call calling in, and I'm going to take it while you go on and share with the listening audience for a few minutes.
Okay. That's a really good topic to talk about, activating your power within you.
And, yes.
It's something that God made known to us, that we have power. Almost like you said, we got life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we're looking at that scripture then when it says that now to him who is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we're looking at the key words out of that. There's some key words that we need to address ourselves according to what it's saying to what Paul was teaching the Ephesus church about that. And one of the words that we notice that in that passage of scripture that is two. We're looking at that word two. We want to kind of elaborate a little bit on that. That's very important about that, because it coincides. We look at the book of Romans and along with that, and it's a scripture in the Romans is speaking about around about the 16th chapter of Romans and around about the 25th verse of it.
Amen.
It says now up above that, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And it says now. It says now to him. It's talking about him. He said, who is it? He says, able to do what? To establish what? To you according to my gospel. He's talking about the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. This is what you call a mystery. And it's been kept secret since the world began. This is something very important about it. He done kept these things that this in this end time that we're in, that it's secret to us when we begin to start seeking God. And when God
mm-hmm.
begins to start pouring out his word out of his mouth unto us, that the secret thing that we must know about him and according to what you got inside. And even as we looked over to Corinthians, the second chapter of Corinthians there, and we begin to read something else about the first chapter of Corinthians, around about the second chapter, rather, referring to that, let's see, what are the verse that I had? I know it was referring to something that we usually say, because the Bible said it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart the things that God got prepared to them that love him. That you know, that is just something we want to inject the people's heart. When he said the things, he said, when he said, as it is written, eyes, he said, our eyes have not seen, nor our ears heard, neither have entered into our hearts of man, the hearts of man, the things which God got, which God has prepared. So this is a preparing way for all of us, especially when you come down to being blessed of God. And that's
mm-hmm.
what God wants to be blessed by, his word. And his word is what's bringing into reality, especially talking about abundance. We look at the word abundance. That brings into something like, but my God will supply all thy needs according to his riches and glory. It's abundance of what he's sharing with us, that he will supply your needs, he'll supply your wants, he'll supply everything that you want out of him, because he has everything in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to use his word to get what we want from God. But if we never
mm-hmm.
use his word, you cannot get anything from God. You struggle. It's a struggling. But what comes out of you determines how you want God to give it to you. How, in what measurement do you want God to give you this abundance of supply, or what your needs is, or what you need from God, or what are you asking for God? And abundance is a whole lot that we can get from God. Like you said, abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the use of that. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. That's abundance in that. Life, we're living by the Son of God. We're living, life comes from God. And without the life of God, that's a great abundance right there, because we're living by the grace of God today. Every person that is in this world living by the abundance of life of God, because God done give us abundant life that we live and move and have our beings in God. God has shown himself so gracious in us, because we want to learn how we can be blessed of him, how we can acknowledge him, how we can be get the things of our heart desire from God, to learn of the methods of God, and showing us how to be established in God, and showing us how to keep the faith in God, and how we can be blessed abundant because of what he said and to us that we need. We need more of him in coming down the things that we really need from God. Now, there's a lot that we do need from God. God is making himself known to us, all the things that you've been asking God, all the things that you know he got in store for you, everything that you know that is possible for you, things that you know that God is working it out for you, yet while you're talking, yet God working things for you, because he got everything that he wants us to be blessed above. And so, and we look at the words that, and we need to examine the words here, because that's more important, so we know where we're coming from. When you talk about now, to now is something that's referring to the present and the moment. It's
mm-hmm.
at the moment right now, it's the presence of God moving right now for us, because he said now to him who is able, to him who is able to do something here. We look and say, he said we're doing something here, exceeding. It's exceeding to God. It's exceeding to his abundance. But he acknowledges his abundance when we talk to him. And he said, above. The word above we look at the word above. That go along with a scripture over in the book of Colossians, above 1:29 of Colossians. We look at that and see what it says about above. And that makes it clear, we're getting a clear understanding of what he's referring to, because it's something about that when he spoke it and he said in 1:29, Paul's making a statement to the Colossian people. He said that whereunto I also labor. He's laboring, we labor. He said we striving according to his working. We striving to the according to his working. He said, which worketh in me. He's working in me mightily. That's showing us something right there. He's working mightily in me because I'm looking how he's working in me. I'm striving to that point where I can be used of God. I'm looking for the greatness of God because I know that's where God wants me to be. And also in 1 Corinthians 2:9, we're just going by the scriptures, what it says in 2:9 about, we take you back to above, or we was talking about, I really what word I was looking at was according, and was striving to that point, and above is in 1 Corinthians 2:9 speaks about that, because 2:9 refer to, that's what I was got to, above all. Well, it's telling there that scripture I just got to tell you what, but it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. But something about that, our eyes haven't seen. Have we all seen everything that God has done for us yet? No, we haven't. And that's what makes the statement to us, that our eyes have not seen the greater things, the greater dimensions of God's working in our hearts, because we got abundance in our hearts. We want God to be to the point that he measured our hearts into him, and to get a clear understanding in him and watching him work in our life. And when he began to say, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. The word got to enter into the heart. It's got to get into the heart. If you get into the heart, the things which God, he's already, with the things that God has prepared, he's already prepared. Once you get into the heart, this is where God's preparing you. But he already got it into the heart, and it'll manifest itself out of the heart for the things, for them that love him. So when you have that type of that into your heart, you're in love with God, because God works out of the heart what you have in your heart, and you be blessed by that. And that's according to the power that works in us today. We have power, and if we use our power in ourselves, we can gain. God give us that power to overcome problems. We can overcome problems in our life by the word of God, to set everything in order, that letting you know that the devil cannot take away from what God got for you. Let's just say that you can take it from there. Hello? Oh, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, I thought I got you cut off some kind of way. Okay, as we was going through that today on activating the power, you know, as a believer, you have the power or the Holy Spirit inside of you. Today we're talking about, for someone maybe just coming on, how to activate the power of God in your life. And our main scripture we're going from is Ephesians 3:20, you know, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And, you know, the power won't go to work until you put it to work. The Holy Spirit won't just come in and muscle in on you. He won't come in and turn down, you know, for instance, if we watching TV or whatever, and jerk you up off the couch or whatever, but he's a gentleman. He has been sent to help you do the will of God, to strengthen you, to counsel you. But he won't do a thing until he's asked. You got to ask God. You know, if you want the power activated in you, he ain't going to literally just, it's there. But if you're not telling him, I want this power that you have given me, the power to touch and heal the sick, the power to speak to somebody, the knowledge and wisdom that you have given me. God, I need that. Tell me how to tap into that source. You know, and I'm reminded by in the book of James, it says, if you are in trouble or afflicted, pray. It's prayer that puts the power within your work. You know, when you think about that, the Spirit of Almighty God, the Spirit has, you know, hove over the face of the deep and carried out God's word at creation. And that same Spirit is inside of you waiting for you. It say waiting for you to call on it. That's what God wants to do. The Holy Spirit is there, but if you never call on it and activate it in your life, how you feel it's going to be you? And you know, you are born again child of God. You have access to unlimited powers. And you know, God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can act or think. But it's according to the power that work in you. And did you know it is possible to walk around with the power of God on the inside of you and never use it or activate it? A lot of people say, well, I never knew that person had it because you had never took the time to activate it. God done already give you that when you came from your mother's womb. And all he doing and things he give you later in life, all you got to do is activate it. He've already let you know it's there, but if you don't ask him for it, don't you? If you don't ask him to activate it, you know, the power of God will not only work in your life automatically, it must be activated with your faith. You know, having faith means that you are fully persuaded about something and are convinced of its reality. You know, you can acquire the confidence that Ephesians 3:2 is true by meditating on it, by having the faith. And, you know, one of the meanings for the Hebrew root for meditation is to mutter. You know, you can mutter within yourself, within your mouth, over and over again, repeat to yourself, the power of God is working in me. For anybody that's listening today, just keep repeating, the power of God is working in me. Keep saying it and imagine how things will change when it manifests in your life. Personalizing it by speaking what you need it to do for you. Just like when we call on the angels, we have angels that's been assigned to us each and every day. But if you don't give your angels the task you want them to go out and do, how are they going to do it? Until you activate it from your mouth. And, you know, and today, as the more I read about this, I thought about it, the situation we go through, how to activate the power in our life. You know, God has to put so much, he has put so much deposit of power within, you know, several parts of the article. You know, we read the word of God, but if we just read the word of God and we don't get up and put that word of God to action,
right,
what are we doing? All we're doing is just reading. Just reading,
right,
reading, and reading. But we have to get up. Once we have read the word, we got to put that word in action. And, you know, when we think about the power of the word of God activating in you, you know, I know you have to be reminded of and to that the great blessings in addition to what God is doing for you. And the true meaning of the word blessing deals with, I believe you know God. Blessing lies within you. Each person, sometime or another, tell you, I know there is more. But even for me, I'll give the example myself. I kept saying, I know it's more in me. I feel it. I know it. As I read the word, God is activating more and more things, more and more in me to come out of me. But I have to tap into the source. I got to let him know, God, I need you to activate this. I know you gave it to me. You say it. You say, God, in your word, that we will have greater power. We can do greater things than you did when you walked the earth. So now you said that in your word. So, God, I'm calling you back upon your word. I need the power that you have given me to be activated in my life. And, you know, when you think about the activating the power of God in our life, I thought about three steps. First, it involves you of self-evaluation in the light of the word of God. You got to self-evaluate yourself in the word of God. Then to be able to understand the power that's within you, you need the word as your manual. God has left the Bible. That is our manual, our basic instruction. You know, and that, you know, as I keep going back to, let me remind you of Ephesians 3 and 20. It reads, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It's got to work in you. You know, right now it's laying dormant inside of you, but you got to go in and tap into the soul. Tap in. God, you activate this. It's in me. You turn it on, just like with a faucet, in other words. You go. You know that water is not going to come on by itself unless the pipe burst. That means you got to activate your hand, your mind, say, wait a minute, let me get up. Go turn this water on. That's activating your faith, your mind, your hand, and even your legs to get up to go do that. You activate it, and I'm just using that example. You activate it. But long as you're sitting there, not doing anything, not saying anything, you cannot activate the power God has given you. He's given you the power to activate it, which is what's inside of you. And then, you know, you have to get up and speak the word. Speak it. Keep on speaking it. Don't give up just because it didn't manifest today. Keep speaking that word. Keep reading that word because you have the power. And, you know, you need to make the decision, not procrastinate. You need to make a decision today that you want what God has given you to be activated in your life. You don't want to go around, you know, just dormant it and you're not doing what God has called you to do. And you see and say, well, and I know I can do that. Well, okay, well, have you activated what God told you? And, you know, God makes you strong from the inside out. He starts from the inside. And then it'll work on to the outside. That's that song said, working on the inside, working on the outside. You know, we cannot make ourselves holy. We can become holy only through the power of Christ and the working of the Holy Spirit in our life. You know, and as I read up a little bit further in Ephesians 3 and 16, I pray that he may grant you according to the riches of his glory, not our glory, to his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. We have to have that power through him. We don't get it by osmosis. It's the power of God through the Holy Spirit. And then another thing you have to think about, God's plans for you are greater than yours. You know, God has plans for each and every one of us that tuning in today, each and every one of us that have that's on this line today, that's listening to this broadcast and sharing in the broadcast. But don't you know God's plan is greater than yours? You had one blueprint for your life, you thought. But God had a much greater blueprint because he had already seen the blueprint you printed out. That he said, wait a minute, this is going to happen. That's going to happen further down the road. But if they follow my blueprint that I'm giving them through the word of God, then I can tap in. They can tap in to the source, and then I can activate it. But once they have tapped in, I can activate the power that lay and lie in them. You wonder why you see some people that's so anointed, and you say, I would like to hit it. But have you just went to God and said, God, activate what you have put inside of me? Because yours is just as great as somebody else. All you got to do cultivate it, activate it. And when he activated, keep doing what he have designated for you to do. Don't sit there and die on the pew 30 years, 40 years, sit there at home, wishing, as that little saying go, wishing I coulda, wishing. Sit there. When you read that word, eat that word. Just like you do that natural food, eat that word. Put it to work in your life. And you will never set a goal so big or tip a task so significant that God does not have something far greater that he could do it in and through your life. You know, God got to work through your life. For it to be activated, you got to let God work through your life, not shut him off when he come in and say, well, I need you to do thus and so, so-and-so give you this, so-and-so. You know, Lord, I'm activating. You know, a lot of times you come across people say, I see the Holy Ghost in you, or I see the light that's shining on you, because you have activated the power that's inside of you. You know, once upon a time when we were young coming up, you used to could tell who the leaders of the church was without them opening their mouth. You could be walking down the street. You knew a pastor. You know the missionary. You know the evangelist before they got to you, before they opened their mouth. And I don't mean they was carrying the Bible in their arms, under their arms, 24/7. But those people's lives exemplified who they were. You could tell a difference with those people. That because they had activated the power that was inside of them. They let you know without a shadow of a doubt, I've been walking with Jesus. I've been behind the veil. We were just sharing this morning briefly about when the priest went in. And that means with us, if you went in behind the veil and you wasn't right, they pulled you out from the scripture. That's the same way with us today. If you are not right, you're going to be pulled out. The cover's going to come uncovered over you. But you have to activate the power that lies inside of you. And you know, and as I went back to Ephesians 3:20, I mean, this just been, it just bottled up inside of me, you all, because to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that working in you, to him be glory. You know, you when you read that, you got to say, oh Lord, beyond all that we ask. Just think about the course of today before nightfall. How God gonna be done working your life with so many things that you wasn't even thinking about, things that you wanted that you didn't know how you were gonna get, how they were gonna come about. Well, once you activated the power and the faith that you had that laid inside of you, you say, Lord, I'm dangerous. I could be dangerous with this word. Because you start seeing how when you speak that word, how it start activating, how it start coming alive in your life. And you can't help but say, you know, God, I thank you. It ain't about us. It's all about God. And when you think, when you feel and know the fullness is for the scribe, you know, on bringing, you know, you closer to God. And when I broke it down, I said, nigh unto him. That means, of course, the verb predict, or in when we read the next verse, say, able. When it say able, nigh unto him that is able, that means there is no limit to what God can do. We want to put God in a box. We want to put a stipulation on it. But he's telling you there is no limit to what God can do. And when you go to the part, say, exceedingly, abundantly, above. You know, you think about, ooh, Jesus, super, you know, superior things up, you know, power on you upon others here to impress us with the truth. All that we ask or think. How limited we often are in our action, God, thinking that God would not only do some particular thing for us, he is able to do far more than we could ask, indeed, more than we could ever imagine. And he does it according It says in the Word of God, if you haven't taught out of your Bible, it says, according to the power that worketh in us. That is, we have to be strengthened by His Spirit. Consequently, the power is being energized in us. That means, you know, according to the power that working in us. That is why we have to be strengthened through the Word of God by His Spirit. And this power is being energized in us daily. And when the other verse said, unto Him be glory, may be taken as a statement unto Him is the glory. Is the glory. Ooh, and, you know, when we think about it, in the church, God's glory is being manifest throughout all eternity in the body which He has redeemed through all ages, the world without end. You know, a very strong expression for eternity with this prayer, and, you know, as we went to Paul, concluded, you know, his portion of the epistle, it tells us about what God has done for us and about our position in Christ. When you go that you can't help but when you keep rereading and reading, and I happened to talk to someone this morning before the broadcast come on that called, and they went to quote this scripture, and I said, I'm on today. They said, what are you talking about? I told them how to activate the power of God in your life. Ephesians 3:20, not knowing I was going to get a call earlier about that same chapter, and that's what they're standing on. So I know this is the message for today, for each and every one of us, how to activate the power of God in your life. And I have another caller that have come on. Hold on, Evangelist Brian. We have another caller come on. We're going to bring them a caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? God bless.
We are blessed. Praise God. We know you just chopping at the bits on how to activate the power, because we know you activating the power on the other end of this line this morning. We just know. You just shouting up. You just jumping up shouting because the woman of God has something to say to the men and women of God that's listening today.
Praise God. To activate the power in our life, we have to activate it through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on God's word.
Mm-hmm.
By worship.
Mm-hmm.
And spending time in God, spending time in the presence of God. And the scripture I want to share real quick is Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. Even as we being Christian, a believers, the power already lives on the inside of us through salvation. But even with that, we have to activate that power by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Holy Spirit, you know, he is our teacher, our guide, our counselor, and our intercessor. And so, in order for us to activate the power, we have to meditate and spend time in God's word.
Yes, right.
That's right.
That's so true. That's so true.
2 Timothy 2:15 says, as to study, to show thyself approved unto God. A real
right.
You know what I'm saying? But how he said, rightly dividing the word of truth. And also, my other scripture is also Joshua 1:8, how you have to meditate day and night. You have to spend time with the word. You have to spend time in the presence of God. Okay, we know in his presence, how that's where the power comes once you spend the time with him. Glory be to God. So,
amen.
How this is. A good lesson for today, and how we need to know how every day how to activate the power with our reliance on inside of us. Because even as being Christian, our believers, Christ gave us everything through the shedding of His blood when He went to the cross. As we accepted Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have everything already on the inside of us through the Holy Spirit. But even with that, how you learn how to tap into them different gifts, to tap into that anointing, to tap into that power that already live on the inside of us.
Yes, yes. Would you go on right now, Evangelist Brian? I'll be right back. Go ahead and share with the audience a little bit more.
Okay. Well, sister, she made a great impact on what she was talking about, meditating. We need to meditate in the Word of God constantly to have focus upon God. Otherwise, if you don't stay in the Word, you get limited to things. And Paul told Timothy, he said, now you stir up a gift. That's a gift in every person that have the Word of God. The Word of God's life. And it has to bring life to each one that spend time. We have to spend time in the Word to know where we are with God, or like you said, we have to feed the enemy. If you don't feed your enemy, you limit yourself. You be weak. And when you get weak like that, you're not hesitant to pick your word up and study your word, or go back up. It always be something come distract. There's a distraction in our lives. We're coming down to the Word of God. When God wants to strengthen us through the Word of God, we be limited to the things that He told us to do, and to get it to the point that we get back to A. We got slack. We get slack, and that shows that we done lost out some. We get drained. You get drained because if you get drained, you get drained from people. People drain you, and you get weak in your faith. And when you get weak in your faith, that you don't have the power that you used. You don't have the power that like you usually have within your authority. You know, that power stands on authority. And if you have to have authority in your life, let restitution come into your life. Let it be to the point that you build your faith up in God. That you be to the day, as he said, meditate in my word day and night. I mean, you got to study to show yourself approval. Or you said, my son, attend to my word. Or you said, pay attention to my word. Because it's going to be, you're going to need it down the line. You're going to need everything I got for you. That's where abundance comes from. You need everything. We need everything that God got for us to reach the climax that we can stay up on top, not beneath, not below. We want to stay balanced with Him, walk in the same category as He is. He wants us to know Him as He is. If you live in, as my sister said in 108, that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come up. Well, the Holy Ghost is power in it, and also the Holy Ghost is a teacher. He's a guide. This is the one that teaches us how to be observing those things of what God got in store for us. Because we know that we have tests come. And those tests come to us being tried to see where we're at. See, can we really see what we got inside of us? God's not limited to His word. We are limited to when we don't do what He tells us to do, and we don't obey what He tells us to do. And that brings a sharpness in our life. We can't gain. We're striving, but it's a point that you got to make up in your mind. I'm not going back where I was. I'm going forward, not backwards. You go forward in God. You never limit yourself. You never look back over your life. You look forward for your future. You got a future going. You got things going in your life for the Word of God. Said, greater is He that's in you in the world. So you got the greater one that's pulling for you, and you got the ones in heaven that's pulling for us. They want us to strive to that place. Make and finish the finish line. Get to the finish line. We don't want to stop. Paul said, made a statement that I'm pressing towards the mark of the prize of my high calling. There's a pressing point that we have to press in to God. Press to that point that you strive to stay in it. Be steadfast. Don't be limited. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He said, your labor is not in vain. If you just be to the point that I'm not going back. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be courageous today. I'm going to be to the point that I know I got what I got from the Lord. I know that I'm not limited to the things of God. I know I'm living according to His ability. I know that I'm stepping in the way He wants. I've been strong in God. He said, finding my brothers and my sisters. And said, now, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. We want to be strong in His might. And we can't be strong in ours because we are weak to ours. But then His, we be strong in Him because He is the one that lives in us. He's the one inside of you. He's the one that has to have the need of the Word of God. The Word of God is what's making us strong. And we can have to the point where we have such great wisdom of God. God gives us wisdom that's counteract our enemy. The enemy loves to try to diverse us, but God comes to direct us. He wants to direct us in the steps of Him. He said, a good man's steps are ordered. We are ordered by the Lord. The Lord is our ordering He's our guider. He's our teacher. He's the one going to show you how to be blessed of him, the abundance of him. And you never, he's never lack of his promise. He always made a promise to us, and then and that promise made unto us that we know that he lives and houses us, and we know that he's the one that's providing for us for all our needs and our wants. But we know one thing about if we don't stay in the Word of God, you're going to be limited to things. You're going to be weak. And if you get weak, it's because you're not going to your Word. If you don't stay in your Word and you don't pray, don't pray, you won't last.
That's right. And you know something, too, man of God, as I was reading in Philippians 4 and 13, and it was saying, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. You know, as I was reading that, it still coincides on how to activate the power in us. You know, when it's saying I can do all things, you know, that's thinking. In everything I do, thinking, checking out. When you go to Jeremiah 29:11, it reads that thus far, I know it that I think the things I think toward you, the Lord, thoughts of peace, be your thinking. God has answered plans for me, thinking, the joy. And, you know, the power of God will be ignited inside of you as you allow it. You know,
right.
Thoughts to detonate your spirit. And then
right.
Switch to declare what you know, your believing is, unpleasant circumstances around you. You know, the grace, the wisdom, and understanding you all the way. You know, you are able to tap in to activate
right.
the power that's in
right.
you. And as I was reading further on in the Word, and I was getting a little bit clearer understanding, when I was saying, well, listen, the Holy Ghost is in you. He's waiting on you. They're letting us know. The Holy Ghost waiting on us. We say we waiting on the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost waiting on us. It's ready any time or the day or night. He is saying, I'm here to help you and strengthen you. I want to comfort you today. You know that problem you've been having. I want to help you get that out of your life. If we don't tap in to whatever we experience and we going on, how is the Holy Ghost going to come through and help us? It's going to stay right there and look at us. We got to be the ones that activate that power with that faith. You know, the Holy Spirit, you know, it has things it wants to show you. But will we let it? Things you've been, you know, trying to figure out. Will you let the Holy Ghost let you know exactly what's going on, but you're trying to figure it out? You done took it. You asked the Lord for something last night. I use a paraphrase, got on your knees, stood up or whatever. You asking God for something yesterday or last night. Because when you woke up this morning, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, it had materialized. Instead of leaving it there with God, whew, you snatch it back. You have not given, you haven't let God activate the power in you, which the power will be activated in him, for him to do what you have asked him to do. You couldn't do it the day before, so why are you going to snatch it back the next day, knowing you couldn't do it already? Let God do it. Let him activate in you. And, you know, he's waiting there with the power to overcome every obstacle in your life, each person's life. Take take time to pray.
Yeah, it's almost like when a person you use an incident like your car out there. If you never go out there and put the key in that car won't start.
That's right.
So that's almost like the Holy Ghost. If you don't really let it be activated in you, it won't. It can't do anything until you activate it. But he gives you the power for you to activate it in your life. If you never activate, you don't have no kick start in it. It's like Paul, like God told Timothy, he said, now you stir up the gift in you. Told Timothy, stir up the gift in you. So that's something you have to do to get it stirred up in you. If you don't do it, it can't be stirred up.
All
right. It never moves until you move. exactly the way it's spirit. God, it's willing, but you yourself is almost like you said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is not willing. It's a fight within you. But once you get in your mind, when you get it all set and being activated in you, God is in full force. He's in full of the spirit. It's full, ready to go. Wherever you go, where it'll lead you and guide you. And it builds your hopes up in God. It builds your confidence in God. It never leave you without a witness of Him. He's making Himself long. He's making Himself more real in this world than we ever seen. God.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
He's more present now in this world than we ever seen. God move. He's moving so quickly that you can't even hardly sit still because of the flow of God. And we gotta get the flow. When you get the flow of God, there's a move, a shifting. God shifts. The flow of the spirit just flows in the person that comes out. Wherever you go, people see the spirit of God up on you. Well, the glory of God comes. Your complete complexion, all at once, people see a light in you. They want that light because you shine. You shine as the glory of God on you. They've seen so much on you. There's something about you that I see. I can't never. There's something about your complexion. You say you glow. Well,
yep.
That's God's power all over you. That's God's lighting. Light either lit you up so that you can go through a truth. Wall. You'll be able to do all the things that God call you to, because the devil knows that when he sees that light on you, he cannot touch you. He cannot come in because he said every time, you know that the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. They tremble at that name of Jesus. When you bring it up, and then you're full of God. And being so full of God, you walk past people. People get healed because of the power of God. It's all over. That's what Peter was. Shadow was anointed. You'd be anointed of God. Jesus of Nazareth was anointed. Miracles happen. That's the power of God comes out of us. And so we have that. We got that dunamis power in it. We got that dynamis power in it. We got that power that we can do anything. We can do the impossible with God. God is making Himself so known to exploit in us so great that we're making ourselves so like rivers. It's like a water that flows and flows, constantly flowing in the person that knowing that God and He do so exploit so great. He's making Himself dominant to the saints today. The world cannot see what the world looking at the saints, how they're performing. If they ain't got nothing to show the world, they ain't going to come. If you got nothing to show, they'll come. They'll come to see about this, what you got inside of you, making yourself real and making yourself focused with the things of God. This is a good topic to talk about, abundance and talking about the power of God. We got so much to thank God about the power of God, the unique power in this last day that we're living in. We're going to need power to make it
through.
That's
right. And you know,
you're gonna go through the same real hard because the devil gonna put everything
that's
on.
That's right. He gonna throw the kitchen sink at you and everything, you know. But I'm reminded coming up to the end, we have 7 minutes. As I was activating the power within myself, you know, I know it takes time. We have to take time to pray. We got to pray in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Pray with understanding. Pray and activate the power that worketh within us today. You know, we can't go by yesterday. The past is gone. Last year is gone. He give us a brand new day today, new mercies. He giving us, blessing us daily with manna from on high daily. We don't know from day to day what's going to happen, but He said don't worry about tomorrow, next year. Take care right now. You can't even worry about tonight because you don't know what in the course of a day may happen. But you living in a hope of what is going on right now and in your life. And nobody can get anything else out of this lesson today. I hope each and every person that listened to this today would learn how to activate the power that's in you. God have given you the power. And all we have to do is activate it. Have faith, pray, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, And it will show you, it will teach you, it will guide you, it will lead you on all truth. And today I thank God for this activating the power that's on the inside of you, because you got power that you never dreamed possible, that you have within you. But until you tap in unto the source of that power and really see how God will work in your life, each individual that are on this line, each an individual that come through and listen on the archive, just tap in. Just, you know, do what Ephesians 3 and 2 say, and 20, I'm sorry, 3 and 20. Now yes. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly. He telling you, you can do exceedingly. You can do be abundantly above all that we ask or you even think about in our fine like mind, according to the power that working in us. That let you know we got the power, because it said here in the word. If we didn't have it, he wouldn't have had it in the word, because he left us the word to go by. And so for us to activate the power that's within us, we have to go down in and study the word of God. We have to go down in prayer. We have to hear the Holy Ghost speaking to us. He's going to do exceedingly and abundant all. You know how God has come in for you all listening right now, and those on the line sharing with me today, how God supernaturally blessed you. You didn't know where it was coming from. You didn't know. I was just thanking God on yesterday and the day before for two blessings. Just walked in, knocked at my door, blessing. Then another one came. I said, God, supernaturally. I said, God, you know you a good God. Before you even speak it, it's already done.
Hallelujah.
That's the power we want to have. That's where we want to be at, where we think a thing and it materialize. Because we hooked up to the soul. We hooked up to Jesus. Hey, we hooked up to the main soul, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. We are connected so, you know, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. No matter what come up against, we got some things, and the enemy going to try to put up everything, every kind of little roadblock. But we got to know, we know who we are serving. Once we know that the power lies in us, whatever the enemy try to do, the power of God going to block it. Because we know we got the power to speak that thing, that be, as though it was. We got the power. And we, as Christians, got to activate the power that lies dormant in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have the power. I started watching my son tap in on his praise and his worshiping, and how he tapped in to the Lord more and more, and how God started activating things in his life through the power that was resided in him that he didn't even realize that he had. But when he went to praising God and worshiping God, two different ones, the praise and then the worship, he was able to activate what God had for him. And that's all he's telling us. We got the power. We don't have to sit down there with our hands ringing, our head shaking, and our foot dancing and pedaling. We can activate the power that is within us, that we can do a work for the Lord, mighty work, mighty deeds, if we just activate the problem. So I thank each and every one of you all today for coming on with a psychic topic. I'm still talking to God on the topic for next week, but I'll have it up, or y'all call me and I'll tell you what it is in the scripture. But I just thank God for Evangelist Prophet Brian from Illinois and Minister Tanya from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I thank you for coming on, being guests with me, because I could not have done all of this by myself. I could have tried or whatever, but God put all of us together. We better together. than separated. We can work better together. We can share better together. We can talk about the word of God together because we have activated the power that lies in us. And I know Minister Tanya have power that's in her right now. And all she has to do is activate it and speak that word. The thing you've been asking God for, Minister Tanya, all you do is activate that power today. Activate it. And it will come alive. So you're going to say, what kept me from doing this? What's holding me back? It's we ourselves. It's holding ourselves back. It ain't nobody. We can't point the finger at nobody. It's we ourselves holding our own blessings and power up because we have to learn how to tap in and activate that word that we have read and reread and asked for explanation. It's time for us to tap in. And I want to thank y'all. The show is gone off, ladies and gentlemen, man and woman of God. I want to thank you all. I hadn't got caught up on activating the power within me because I want everything that's in me to be activated. When I said yes to Jesus, I meant that. I'm sold out for Christ. So I want to be activated. On just yesterday and day before, I went to the bank and I spoke to the lady and she said, oh, I'd like to be like you when I get your age like that. She didn't know how old I was, but I had to make another trip to the same bank, took somebody else to the bank. And she said, I knew, she said, it was when you came in and it's still, she said, it's a glow on you. It's a light. Something about you is different. So after we went to talk and come to find out, she was a pastor's wife. And I told her I was a minister. And, you know, she said, I knew it was something different about you when you walked in this bank. She said, you just had a glow all over you. So we got to tap into the source. Evangelist Brian, tap into that source more and more. Activate that power that God got in you. You already know the power lies in you. Just start activating that power that's inside of you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus. I just want to thank you all today for coming on, and I want y'all to have a wonderful, blessed, and a prosperous day in the Lord. And any shows that y'all have missed, you can go on the archives and pull them up and hear them. If there's anything y'all decide to listen to again, we have it on the archives, and be more than feel free to go back and listen at any time. Because I give God the glory and the praise today. In Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. I was going to pray us all. We were all completely off the air of talk. But I give God praise. And I was going to cut out all my time today, but I'm glad I used the whole hour because God is a mighty good God. I want y'all to have a wonderful, blessed, and a prosperous day in God. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's right.